Chapter 4. I used to try to undress Grandpa Blakesley's face in my mind and think how he'd look clean-shaved. I never could picture him like that, but I liked looking at him the way he was. His eyes merry, his upper lip hidden under the droopy mustache, his bushy gray beard usually stained here and there with tobacco juice. Most people thought I was his spitting image. Granny used to say I walked like Grandpa, twitched my shoulders like him, can't neither one of y'all set still, and looked like him, except for your eyes being brown and his'n so blue, and the fact your nose ain't humped. Grandpa's nose had got broke 3 times, and it showed. First time he was trying to fly. I was maybe 12 years old, jumped out in a hayloft holding a dang umbrella, and it turned inside out. The other 2 times his nose got busted in fistfights. At 59, Grandpa still had all his teeth, which should be a comfort to Miss Love. He only wore glasses to read. He was lean, strong, straight, and taller than most men, the way I was taller than most 14-year-old boys. My grandmother was small. She could stand under his arm if he stuck it straight out, and never could keep up with him when they walked together. His long legs swung in giant strides. She trotted at his heels like a good little dog. Grandpa was a buster, all right. He was a Democrat, a Baptist, and a devout Confederate veteran. The words Abraham Lincoln couldn't be spoke in his presence. His only hand was soft and smooth, not like the rough, red, calloused hands of farmers. In a fight, he used the elbow of his left arm as a deflector and his fightin' right to punch with. The fights were embarrassing to the family, but real entertaining to the Baptists, for he would stand up at the next Wednesday night prayer meeting, in the testimonial and confessing part, and tell the Lord all about it. One Wednesday night he ended a long prayer with, "Lord, forgive me for fitting that man yesterday. Though thou knowest if I had to do it over again, I'd hit him harder." Grandpa was a good shot with a pistol. He never went hunting, but he could prop a Winchester rifle on a fence and shoot into the mouth of a Coca-Cola bottle 50 feet away and not even chip the glass, except for the hole at the bottom where the bullet came out. I never could figure why Mama and Papa let him keep his quart jars of moonshine in the closet in our company room. At the time, Papa made and drank locust beer, and Mama made scuppernong and blackberry wine.